This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a very common skin condition that we have, especially in the U.S., is ringworm caused by tinea. It's a fungus. And oftentimes it's misdiagnosed. Oftentimes people think that their itchy hands or feet are ringworm, and it's actually a dyshidrotic eczema. And we have had, I think, lack of discussion, enough discussion on ringworm and what it is and how we need to treat it and why you have it. But unfortunately, some of the headlines are now talking about a drug-resistant ringworm, and it is completely freaking parents out. So let me just kind of clarify what's been going on. All right. Fungal infections of the skin are many. There could be candida, tinea. There's also these dermatophytes called trichophyton endo, and let me get this right for you because I want to pronounce it right, endotineae. And it is this trichophyton is something that we have been seeing globally and rising cases, and they are drug resistant. But because we have had them now show up in, I think, 2 patients in America, it's making people a little nervous. This is not the same tinea that we see with kids getting it from wrestling or from touching something and getting a little spot. These things are a little bit more involved. So there were 2 women in New York, they say at least, who have been diagnosed with this. They are the first known cases of this drug-resistant ringworm, and they cause very, very large, itchy red rashes. The women were 28 and 47 respectively. They had lesions on their neck, abdomen, buttocks, and thighs. And they look like round, we call them well demarcated if they have a border, a well border, well circumscribed, raised border that looks like a ring. And so people will call it ringworm. A dermatologist reported the women with this at the end of February. The 28-year-old had rashes appearing since summer of 2021. She was pregnant at the time. She was diagnosed with tinea, given antifungal treatment. Didn't work. So then she had to be given orals, and it took a while. She ended up in the ER, and finally, she's, I think, at now 80% better from what we understand. The 47-year-old lives with her husband and son, had similar symptoms. She was tested. It came back the trichophyton endotineae. And we see this in South Asia and India. We just will see a lot of these cases in America. We've seen them in Europe and Canada. My guess is it has been in America, but this is the first time it's being reported, documented, and broadcasted. So, and alerted. So with these things, the reason why I want to bring it up to you is I don't think the average person is going to get this, but it's out there. And these look like ringworm. They act like ringworm. For all intents and purposes, we call it a form of ringworm, even though there's no worm associated with it. But we are starting to see these fungal infections, just like we're seeing bacterial infections and viruses that are resistant. Our medical bag of medications is starting to become less effective. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. Right? One is these bugs are getting smarter. And we have medications that we have been using that are 30, 40, 50 years old sometimes. Another thing is we are having improper use of these medications. When a parent calls me saying that their child's feet have been treated for months with antifungals over the counter and the foot doesn't have fungus, it has an eczema, we are breeding resistance to these medications. And unfortunately, we have this big push to just use online telemedicine. And I'm grateful for telemedicine and what it does. But whenever I have a patient who says, look, the spot isn't going away, and sometimes we call them discoid when they're round, and there's other discoid rashes that might look like ringworm that aren't, I'll see that some of the other doctors online called something ringworm, which obviously wasn't. It wasn't just a lesion here or there. This person had multiple spots all over. Well, maybe it's erythema multiforme, or maybe it's another sort of annular or discoid rash, and they're misdiagnosing it using ringworm cream, and then that breeds resistance. So usually what we used to do before people would not go into the medical provider, what we would do is we would sample. You could take a scraping. You could actually look under the microscope using a prep to see it, clarify, confirm, and then treat. Now, we got cocky and we're like, oh, we know what it is. Use the cream. If it doesn't get better, come on back. Next patient. And once we started to rush medicine, we're not really doing what we used to do where we would take a sample. Costs money. Labs don't want to pay. Well, insurance doesn't want to pay for it. So we're treating people preemptively, assumably. And unfortunately, I think we are over-treating people for the wrong things. We're starting to do this with oral antifungals. I'm getting very, very nervous that people are being given oral antifungals every time they have something that I think could be treated topically. So a parent will call saying, yeah, my kid has ringworm, give him the oral medicine. No, if we could manage this topically, let's do it. Same thing with yeast infections. Women are always asking for the oral pill. They don't want to use the vaginal prep. Now, I get it. Sometimes a vaginal prep might burn, and I get that. That's why we have the oral pill. But if individuals are calling up that might have an STI, that might have atrophic vaginitis because they're perimenopausal, but they say they have yeast, give us the oral antifungal. Well, the problem is you keep using the oral antifungals, eventually they won't work. So we got to slow down on the overprescribing and actually treat what people have. And that might require you going in to a medical provider and getting tested. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I grew up in the 80s. And in the 80s, diet drinks were pretty popular. You had Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Free, Pepsi Light, Tab, and all sorts of other things. And then Shasta, don't give me that so-so soda, that same old cola, I want a rock and roller. Anyway, so I loved those commercials. And when you would see these beautiful women in bikinis and sports models, I don't know if it was Christie Brinkley or Cheryl Teagues or whatever, Cindy Crawford, they would be drinking a diet drink. I'd be like, well, I want to look like that. You know, my mom and dad are like, oh, yeah, it's going to take a little bit more than, yeah. And I go, well, that's your fault, isn't it? It's your genes I look like this. But I had wanted to be skinny. I had wanted to be beautiful. I wasn't overweight, but I wanted to be, you know, bikini bod skinny. So I'm like, I'm going to drink diet soda. And I learned early on that it didn't really work because I would get hungry after drinking diet soda. And then my roommate in college, this was now in the 90s, Adana, she had told me that she had learned in class how people could actually gain weight on diet drinks because the body doesn't know how to metabolize it right, and that there's the way it affects your insulin, and it made perfect sense to me. Now, we shouldn't be drinking soda pop and all the soda pop that was out there, but when somebody wanted to have soda pop, they could do a diet drink and minimize the calories. And so this was definitely something that exploded in the market. Now, as a physician, I would be studying up on, well, what about the risks? What about heart disease? What about cancer? What about stroke? What about bladder cancer? And sugar substitutes, depending on which one, have gotten some bad raps. And there have been some studies with animals showing links to cancer. So the World Health Organization has finally weighed in. And this is what they say. They are not recommending sugar substitutes to try to lose weight. They have done a systematic review of all the available evidence, and it suggests that the non-sugar sweeteners or artificial sweeteners does not confer any long-term benefit in reducing body fat in adults and children. And on top of that, there are potential undesirable effects from the long-term use of sugar substitutes, such as increased risk of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. They say replacing free sugar with these artificial or non-sugar sweeteners does not help with weight control in the long term. People need to consider other ways to reduce free sugar intake, such as consuming food with naturally occurring sugar like fruit or unsweetened food and beverages. This is according to Francesco Branca, World Health Organization Director of Nutrition and Food Safety, in a news release. They say these non-sugar sweeteners or artificial sweeteners are not essential dietary factors, have no nutritional value. People should reduce the sweetness of the diet altogether, starting early in life, to improve their health. Now, if you remember, some of these medications were made by accident. There was two of the sweeteners, especially saccharin, which was the first one, was discovered by a scientist who was working on making another chemical, didn't clean his hands correctly, so when he was eating a meal and he licked his fingers, he could taste, ooh, this is really sweet. And he realized that it was probably what he was making. And then they looked at it and they later were able to patent it as a sweetener in foods. Even though it was discovered before World War II, World War II is when we exploded in the use of these artificial sweeteners because sugar had to be rationed. And they found that these artificial sweeteners were hundreds of times more sweet than sugar, so you could actually use it as an additive, as a flavoring, and preventing the need to use that much sugar, so it saved money. Now, again, it was a chemical, so that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing for us. So a lot of us doctors have said, cut down on this. So I agree, we just have this addiction to sweet, and I get it, I have a sweet tooth. I love sweet. Now, I get chocolate on my fingers. I will be licking my fingers the whole... You're not supposed to be putting your fingers in your mouth. I love sweets. I get that. And I don't want to gain weight eating sweets. The problem is you're really not losing weight. Some people, as a diet, will drink as their drink diet soda. If you drank water, you would probably get more out of it and probably have better metabolism than that. So they looked at 283 studies. Both randomized control trials include the gold standard of research, etc. They talk about how they did this. And they found that the non-sugar sweeteners had a low impact on reducing body weight, calorie intake when compared to sugar. No change in intermediate markers for diabetes, such as glucose and insulin. Meaning when you used it, did it look like it was improving your like if you're diabetic, did it look like your sugars were improving? Well, yeah, if you're not drinking soda pop, your sugars might get better, but did it actually help you? Not more than water, no. And then they also found, and I apologize with this, and by the way, the ones they were looking at were synthetic sweeteners and natural extracts. So aspartame, Adventame, cyclamates, neotame, saccharin, sucralose, stevia, stevia derivatives, acesulfamine K. And stevia is a little bit more natural, but they found that that didn't do much either. In fact, a recent study by researchers at Cleveland Clinic found erythritol, which is used to add bulk or sweeten stevia, monk fruit, and keto-reduced sugar products, was linked to blood clots, stroke, heart attack, and early death. They also said that people with existing risk factors for heart disease, like diabetes, were twice as likely to experience a heart attack or stroke if they had the highest levels of these erythritol in their blood. So this is some serious stuff. And I think there was also a study that looked at bladder cancer. Let me see if I have that with me. We've spoken about it. It was an old study, I think in the 70s or 80s, and they had reconfirmed that they did find a very low link, low risk of that in animals. So the problem we have right now is we are very spoiled, and we need to have things sweetened. Breakfast used to never be something sweet. And after all the cereals, all that, now it's, okay, we have to have something sugary for breakfast. No, you don't. If you don't eat something protein or complex carb, you're going to be hungry in 2 hours. You're not supposed to be eating Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms, but Lucky Charms is delicious. But that's not nutritious. Sorry, Lucky Charms, but you know, I think having an orange, if you really want something sweet, some natural fruit, an egg white, some whole wheat toast. I know that doesn't sound exciting, but that's going to get you farther longer. Your insulin is linked to weight gain. Your insulin gets shot out when it's expecting something sugary. And one of the reasons why people get hungry with diet drinks is the second that artificial sweetener touches your tongue, and it's sweet, your pancreas gets woken up, saying, look, we got a bunch of sugar coming down the bed. So let's get plenty of insulin. This is really sweet. Man, Dr. Dahlia is pigging out on something so sweet, and it was just a little taste of some saccharin. Meanwhile, all this insulin gets ready, and what comes down the pike? No food. No natural sugar. So now you have all this insulin going, my job is to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. Where's the sugar? So anything you eat, it'll suck up and boom, do its job, because you have every all dressed up and nowhere to go, nowhere to party. And then you get hungry. And circulating insulin can lead to weight gain. So you want to be able to digest your food and poop some of it out. You don't want to keep every single sugar molecule that goes into your body. But if you got so much insulin circulating around because it's expecting something super sweet, you will. Not to mention these are chemicals. We keep talking about these chemicals that could be additive, that could affect the pancreas. Now, we're still wondering why so many individuals, or why we see pancreatic cancer rising and we see a link to diabetes. Is it because a virus caused the diabetes and that also can cause potentially pancreatic cancer? Or is it because people with diabetes drink a lot of diet soda because they can't have sugar? And is it the diet soda that could be causing the rise in pancreatic cancer? We need to figure this out. And so avoiding the diet drinks, I think, is paramount. If you want something sweet, you could add some honey. You could eat some fruit. Not too much of it, but your body knows how to digest those sugars a little bit better. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago Mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So CVS retail chain of pharmacies is going to have to pay $7.5 million in a settlement in California over claims that it sold expired medicine and baby food. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know how many more hits these pharmacies can take. We keep going after the pharmacies, and and we blame them for the opioid crisis. We're blaming them for a lot of things, and the abortion issue. So I'm not really sure how much more they could take. Okay, I'm a fan of pharmacies. I'll tell you what happened with this. But coughing up all this money on these claims, I think lawyers think that they're just a trove of treasures, and eventually these things, they can go out of business, and where are we going to be if we don't have our pharmacies? So, but in this particular case, prosecutors filed a civil lawsuit against CVS and Santa Cruz County Superior Court for allegedly selling baby food, over-the-counter medicines, and infant formula beyond its, quote, use-by date. A judge last week ordered CVS to cough up $6.5 million in civil penalties and investigative costs, and 27 counties will receive fines between $12,500 and $475,000. Now, the FDA, during the baby formula shortage, warned everybody that expired products could be unsafe to eat. Investigators have found nobody got sick from any of these expired products, but CVS has to pay additionally $1 million in compensation because it was deemed impossible to identify which customers bought the products. The sum is going to go to nonprofit organizations. These include a public health charity in Oakland, a homelessness nonprofit in Santa Monica, and food banks in Fresno and Stockton. Now, I always thought that when there's a lawsuit, it's because somebody got hurt. In a time of a crisis, and we know some of these expiration dates might be an over-exaggeration to play it safe, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, defend the company, but if there was this need where people are like, look, I'll buy anything, I gotta feed my baby. You know, is it one day past expiration date? What are we looking at? I don't know what the situation was. You would think this would be a no-brainer. If something's expired, you throw it out. But there was a shortage, which also makes us wonder what the hell happened. There were no formula on the shelves. How would there be something still expired unless people were so desperate that old expired stuff before the shortage was still in boxes and got brought out? I don't know. Because if there was a shortage, why would anything be still on the shelf long enough to expire? Now again, nobody got hurt. It just CVS has to pay all this money. So since then, CVS has done a massive search to look for outdated goods at its store in California, retrained employees about rotating expired products. The Riverside County District Attorney's Office said in a statement CVS was cooperative and conducted internal checks for expired over-the-counter drugs, infant formula, and baby food, which were past their use-by dates at all their California retail locations. And my guess is CVS is doing that now everywhere. CVS further invested time and resources to create a program for verification for expiration dates and retrain store personnel regarding checking the dates. The investigation did not discover any evidence that the sale of an expired product hurt a consumer. CBS, in a statement released to City News Service in Southern California, said its leaders are pleased to have come to an agreement in California and are making key enhancements in investment in technology, audits, and colleague education. It added CVS Pharmacy has a clear product removal policy in place to help ensure that items are pulled from shelves before reaching their expiration dates. Any unintentional deviations from this policy that are brought to our attention are quickly rectified. Now, we don't want anybody using anything expired. Right? Once the expiration date is passed, according to the FDA, there's no guarantee that the medicine will be safe and effective. If your medicine has expired, do not use it. With baby food, the nutrients in the formula will start to degrade after the expiration date. Similarly, baby formula is not made to last forever. Bacteria can start to grow over time. So what this use-by date is, according to the FDA, is the date up to which the manufacturer guarantees the nutrient content and the quality of the formula. So we have expiration dates on things. Personally, I would also ask everybody to read the dates themselves. You know how we check the date on milk? We should be doing that for baby food, too. I think all parents need to be aware that if a store is not selling something, You know, the first jar you grab might be something that hasn't been able to be sold, and most stores will put the older stuff first because they don't want things expiring. If a store buys things that expires, they take the loss. So they need to sell it or they need to buy less. How would this happen, especially in a pharmacy? You know, we talked about this when pharmacies were having issues with the vaccine rollout and they were given the wrong vaccine or the wrong dosing. It makes you nervous because pharmacists are supposed to be in charge, and pharmacies are in charge of things that are life or death when it comes to medications. Is it that pharmacies are doing too much? Is it that pharmacies becoming stores are starting to venture too much where they don't have the staff and they don't have the training? You know, one thing that worries me is if you have somebody who's lazy and is on their phone and doesn't want to do their job, you know, that would drive me crazy in corporate going, are we sure people are checking? Now, you could probably have a software that will ding you every morning on which products are over. And so every morning you are told this product is going to be obsolete as of this day. And then you might want to get rid of them within the next few days or put them on a clearance cart saying, you know, these things are close to expiration. We're selling them, you know, if you want here. But there should be a process that especially electronically, that can alert you now that everything is on barcodes. But you know, we've talked. People have said, look, I have medicine from last summer. Is it good? I'm not allowed to say it is. We in the medical community have to tell you to discard all expired medications. But have studies shown that sometimes those medications can still be efficacious? Yes. The problem is it's not going to be as efficacious. So you have expired sunscreen. It might not work as well as fresh sunscreen. Same thing with heart medication, diabetes medication, and I wouldn't want to risk it with those. You know, if I need an allergy medication, I need to know it's going to work. I don't want to risk it with something that's not. And I get a lot of us have used old antibiotics and we felt better. But did we feel better because we didn't need that much antibiotic, or did we feel better because it was a virus and we would have gotten better anyway? So the take home to this is, please, for the love of God, double check anything you're about to buy. But also, when a company is short-staffed, and I'm not sure if that's what happened with CVS, but I'm sure a lot of companies are short-staffed, don't assume that something is going to be done. You know, I don't really like to go to fast food, but I was in a hurry, and we had a lot going on this weekend, so I stopped by a Wendy's. And I love the taste of Wendy's burgers, and the lady was really, really nice, but she said, sorry, we're short-staffed. And it took a half an hour in the drive-thru. And I was thinking about leaving because I was worried that when they're that short-staffed, something could go wrong. You know, what about quality assurance, safety? But burgers came out fine, and I was grateful to them. But the problem is when you're short-staffed, there could be that risk of mistakes. And that's what a lot of these companies are dealing with. So you need to double-check everything. We also need to make sure that there isn't a shortage. So there isn't this need to give people whatever they have because people were desperate. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who have a Tesla, and I believe these are ones that were sold in China. So hopefully that's not your Tesla. You're probably blown away by all the reports on recalls, and I'm hoping that things get perfected, especially since there's such a huge push for electronic cars. But we are being told, according to Business Insider, that nearly every vehicle Tesla has ever sold in China is being recalled for a potentially dangerous braking and accelerating defect. A total of 1.1 million Tesla Model S's, Model X, Model 3, Model Y vehicles are included in the recall, according to Chinese regulators. Tesla has sold about 1.13 million cars since it arrived in China in 2014. Tesla plans to fix the issue with an over-the-air software update. Doesn't that blow you away that a software update, software, can control all this? This will allow drivers to have more control over the intensity of their regenerative braking system, which is at the core of the recall. Without more control over the system, which harnesses excess energy created when a driver takes their foot off the accelerator, drivers can experience unintended acceleration. This is according to Chinese regulators. The recall in China comes after the Asian market has had a tough time with Tesla. They had to start cutting their prices. Tesla owners in China protested because they missed out on the discounts. These electric cars, that's why I'm still waiting. One is I just don't have room or the money to buy a car. Number two is I don't want to buy it at its peak. I understand that they're starting to become cheaper, but I have friends who spent 50, 60, 70 plus. I just, no. So this is Tesla's second largest recall this year. In the U.S., Elon Musk's electric car company issued a recall in February for 360,000 Teslas that have the full self-driving software. The company began rolling their over-the-air fix in March. And I think Tesla also had issues where workers were able to watch some of the pictures and videos that were captured on the Tesla. So don't come out to your car naked or do anything that you wouldn't want caught on film in the car. So this is this, you know, Tesla needs to and mind you, I mean, you know, kudos to Elon Musk for being one of the front runners and being one of the pioneers for these electric cars. But I'm still a little nervous and waiting for the kinks to be worked out. I'm extremely nervous about the risk of car fires. I understand that fuel cars are more at risk for car fires than other cars. However, the car fires, the images and videos I've seen of cars where they'll hit a tree or hit a barrier and then immediately go aflame makes us concerned that maybe some of the studies will eventually show that electric cars might burn sooner and with a less impactful force than a fuel car. Again, it really all depends on where the you know, with the stars aligned in the right place at the right time, sadly, for this to happen. And then we need to perfect how to stop the car fire. These car fires take forever to stop. And we have water shortages. We have a, you know, we have a difficult time recruiting first responders, so we don't want to add something to the mass level that we're going to by 2030 without perfecting how to manage at least the fire part of it. So we'll see what happens, but you know, just keep in mind and just check your acceleration. Please don't trust anything. Just, I understand self-driving, a lot of these automatic features are cool. Keep an eye on it, please. We are being told, interestingly, that Beijing has built a space station in Argentina that could, quote-unquote, blind the U.S. Now, we have known that China is not stupid, and they want to be the world leader and dominant. And United States is its biggest competitor. And so talk of them having access to space station warfare and them being able to do things to us with tech that we haven't excelled at is not surprising. Unfortunately, we are not in a state of wonderful, peaceful interactions with them. Tensions are rising. The spy balloons, Taiwan, diplomacy issues, and so commanders in the Pentagon are becoming more and more worried. Beijing has also grown a bigger stronghold in Latin America, we're being told.
They said from tens of billions of dollars in funding for key infrastructure projects across the region to its quote-unquote secretive military-run space station in Argentina, Daily Mail says that this can target American satellites. 21 countries in Latin America have signed up to Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative, which is a policy introduced by President Xi Jinping in 2013 that wins power and influence by funding global infrastructure projects. Chinese state banks have loaned $136 billion to Latin America countries since 2005, with terms U.S. officials have dubbed a spiraling trap. The cash has funded everything from major energy products to roads, sports stadiums, and COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, private Chinese firms control major ports in the Panama Canal, which U.S. officials say could be quickly turned towards military capabilities. They supply the majority of Mexico's telecoms equipment and mine vast amounts of crucial minerals on the continent. And we've been knowing about this for years. China's been buying up their private, quote-unquote, Chinese, air quotes, of course, Chinese citizens have been buying up swaths of land nearby our military bases, and those things can be quickly converted. So when the government says you need to buy this, you know, or you will be the buyer, here's the money, they could pretend that, oh yeah, you know, we're just looking for a place to retire or a second home. We want to build a ranch like we see in Yellowstone. We can't trust it. We just don't know. So as China is globally increasing their foothold, it's making U.S. a little bit more nervous. General Laura Richardson, the head of the U.S. Southern Command, told a House Armed Services Committee hearing in March that the People's Republic of China has the capability and intent to eschew international norms, advance its brand of authoritarianism, and amass power and influence at the expense of these democracies. The PRC has expanded its ability to extract resources, establish ports, manipulate governments through predatory investment practices, and build potential dual-use space facilities, the most space facilities in any combatant command region. So if they have a country by the Franks and Beans, and they own the infrastructure, they could cripple these countries if the countries don't give in or bend the knee. And it's a bad situation. And so these and you know, some people say, why would then China mess with Taiwan? They could continue to expand and do what they're doing. Well, Taiwan would be an American stronghold in terms of military and a base. Taiwan is a manufacturing rock star, and if they do move towards world dominance, they would need Taiwan. And so this delay is not that, oh, they're having second thoughts. It's all timing. They're waiting for the right time. And they will need other people to back off when they want to secure it. And how will they do that? They will put us in a position where we could be vulnerable. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.